Hi, friends, and welcome to Your Best Self podcast by Alex Raymond. I just want to help myself and others live their lives to their full potential. Thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait to see where this journey takes us. Hi, welcome back to Your Best Self podcast with me, Alex Raymond. So today I want to talk about taking care of yourself. And for those of you who follow my blog, some of this might sound a little familiar, but I just want to expand on it a little bit. But so yesterday I wrote, how can you possibly take care of someone else if you can't even take care of yourself? And that is something my mom has told me for most of my adult life. Especially when I had kids and I was struggling to take care of them, or I felt like I was a failing mom, or whatever the circumstances were. When I felt down, she was like, well, are you taking care of yourself? Are you making sure that you're taking the time to make sure you're, you know, mentally healthy and physically healthy and all the things that you need to be the best version of you so you can help others be the best version of them. And so she's always said to me, and I remember this even in high school, she would say, if you can't take care of number one, there is no way you can really take care of number two. You cannot pour from an empty cup. So if your cup is empty, if you're drained, if you have no energy, if you don't feel good, if your mental capacity is just exhausted, how can you give to others and really mean it and really put yourself out there if you are empty, if your cup is empty, if you're not taking care of yourself? If you could see me right now, you'd see me like pouring with my hands, but since this is a podcast, you can't see all these crazy hand movements right now. So lucky you. But that really stuck with me all of my adult life. But it wasn't until really about a year ago that I was like, I'm not giving my children all of me because I'm exhausted. I am mentally not in a good place. I'm eating crappy food and I'm drinking crappy drinks and I'm drinking, 3 to 4 32-ounce Dr. Peppers a day. Like, you guys, I was putting so much sugar into my body and I was crashing. I was so tired all of the time. I was snapping on my kids. Like, I was doing all the things I didn't want to do. And almost a year ago, August 1st will be a year that I gave up pop cold turkey. So I went from 3 to 4 32-ounce pops a day to nothing as of August 1st, 2018. And it feels really good to sit here and tell you right now that I haven't had a sip of one since then. I drink a lot of water. I try really hard to stay away from sugary stuff. I do have alcoholic beverages. I try not to overindulge, but I'm human. But I really, that was the first step in me getting right. If I'm crashing as soon as I get home, how can I give my kids my full attention? How can I give them what they need if I can't even take care of me? And so that was when I decided to take my mom's saying and really put it to the test. What if I worked out 20 to 30 minutes every day, tried to eat some healthy food? How would I feel? How would I react in nursing school? How would I, do academically in general? Because I had I was in 12 or 13 credit hours, where some of my peers were just in the nursing classes that first semester. I had a lot on my plate. And I was like, okay, how am I going to give everything I can if I'm not healthy? So I really was like, I've got to take care of me. That way I can take care of my husband, my kids, and ultimately the patients that I'm going to take care of. If I'm not even healthy, how can I help them be healthy? How can I help take care of them? And so I really just had to like rewire the way that I thought and tell myself, you can't pour from an empty cup. You can't truly give to others if you aren't taking care of yourself. And yes, I sound repetitive. Yes, you're probably like, okay, Alex, I get it. But do you get it? Are you exhausted? Are you really like taking care of you? And whatever that means, if you're already healthy, cool. But if you're mentally struggling, you still cannot give to others fully. If you aren't, like, if you're depressed like I am, if you struggle with depression or whatever it is, if you're not handling it appropriately and healthy, you can't really give to others to your full capacity, because I know we want to all be better. I know we all want to have this full cup and to really like love others and give to others. Like I am a giver. I love to give. Like I want to spoil my friends. I want to spoil the people around me. I just want to give until I cannot give anymore. That's just my nature. But it's hard to give when I'm sick or when I've been in a depressed mood. Like last week, I can tell I was different. I was in a funk. Like I'll be the first person to tell you, I was in a funk and it was so hard to snap out of it. I did eventually, but it was hard to give to others. It was hard to love others and encourage others last week, especially at work, especially at school. It was just really hard to be around people because I wasn't okay. So I noticed that in my own life. And then I heard a podcast who reiterated the fact that you can't pour from an empty cup. You know, if you're not listening to personal development on the daily, you need to. Whether it's me or Kyra Carlin or Keisha Fitzgerald or just like Rise Company or any of those who are empowering other people, especially in healthy and good ways, you need to go subscribe. You need that on the daily or a daily, you know, book that you're reading. You've got to start your day with something good, because if you don't, you're going to fall into these trenches and it's hard to get out of. Last week, I had to baby crawl my way out of this dark hole that I let myself get into on Monday, and it took until Friday afternoon to crawl out of it, to be better, to finally be like, wow, like I feel better. I'm able to give better. I was able to give my kids that night a really fun night. We learned that my daughter was, you know, trying to potty train and doing well. And so, you know, it was like this, we ended the week on this really high note, but it took every bit of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday morning to get there. But I dove into personal development. I dove into my workouts. I dove into, you know, telling my friends what was going on. And they really encouraged me. And, you know, I had to refill my cup because I was empty and I wasn't able to really give to anybody. If you follow me on Instagram at all, you know that I wasn't present a lot last week because I couldn't be. I couldn't mentally be there. And I just think that had I maybe read some more personal development or listened to it or, you know, went the extra mile, that maybe I could have pulled myself out of it sooner. But I hope, friends, that maybe if you're having a bad day, you'll replay this and be like, okay, I know she said it 100 times, but I have to take care of me. How can I take care of someone else if I can't even take care of me? If I'm exhausted, how can I give to others? Whether it's at work, school, whatever. You literally, if you're depleted inside, you are not going to be able to fully help other people in whatever you do, whether it's fitness or school or whatever your job is. You can't give to others if you're empty inside. And what, you know, you can be perfectly healthy, but be mentally really struggling. And that's still an issue. And we still need to work on that. But you need to dive into some personal development. But friends, I'm here to tell you that today is Tuesday. I'm sorry that this podcast is a day late, but I want to tell you that I'm in a good place. I feel full. I feel like my cup is full. I'm ending the summer semester good, and I'm ending, you know, I ended Lift 4 last week, and I'm starting Morning Meltdown, and I feel good, and I feel like I can give to others and really, like, give to my husband and give to my kids and my family and everyone around me. I feel good. But it takes work every single day, friends. It takes a lot of work. You really have to want to be better if you're going to be better. You really have to work on you if you want to work on other people. Because if you're not mentally checked in, you're not going to help other people be mentally checked in, friends. It's just not possible. But I hope you're all having a really, really fantastic day. And I hope you come back and listen to the next one. And I hope this helps at least one of you have a better day. Until next time, friends.